Chapter 45, Pesky Lunarians. The typical sky on Mars was a sandy rose gold. This was normal, as blue skies were on Earth. After Azrael fled to the moon and destroyed his home planet, the skies on Mars began to change. The Martian heavens became a dark burgundy as the rebel moon blocked out the sun. The moon was drawn to Jupiter and appeared to be on a collision course with Mars to get there. The rogue moon was locked in an eclipse that hid the sun for Mars on its assured path of destruction. The Martian Emperor observed the calamity with grave concerns. "What do you call residents of the moon?" the cybernetic Emperor of Mars asked himself as he flew through cyberspace. Although his human frame sat high above a throne in his Martian palace, he was simultaneously everywhere on the sphere of Mars thanks to his cybernetic brain implants. At the moment, his consciousness was focused on a telescopic lens. He was making calculation on how the destruction of Earth would impact his empire on Mars. "Mooninians? No, that's ridiculous. Technically, it's no longer a moon. It's bigger than Pluto, so now it is a planet," he confirmed as he focused the lens on our haven. "Precisely as I thought, the displacement is causing quite a few aberrations. This is not good. Those pesky lunarians are eclipsing our field of view of the sun," he said, coining the term to address the moon people. "This will most likely detriment our ability to harness energy from the solar radiation." It is affirmed, "Those menacing lunarians, in addition to the moon itself, must be annihilated," the Emperor confirmed as he logged out of the telescopic lens. "My lord," the cyborg man knelt before the Emperor of Mars in his throne room. "The Earth it has," he began, arising to his feet. "Yes, I know, the Earth has been destroyed," the Martian Emperor said impatiently. He closed his eyes and tweeted with his mind a clever meme that shot the price of Dogecoin up to $5,000. He smiled and returned to the conversation. "Fear not, Ford, my humble servant. Your fearless and competent Emperor is already on the task," he promised. "How may I serve you, my liege?" Ford asked the Martian Emperor. "Rally Honda, General Motor, and my legions, we will make war on Lunaria," the Emperor of Mars commanded. "I beg you to pardon my ignorance, but where is Lunaria, my lord?" the cyborg known as Ford asked his commander. "The former moon of Earth," he explained. "Get it, Lunar Aria Area," he elaborated. "Clever, huh?" the cyborg Emperor asked. "I see, clever indeed," the cyborg concurred. "And what of this Yodova Christ scoundrel? I believe he is the reason the Lunarians," he questioned. The Emperor nodded. "I believe the Lunarians destroyed the Earth to purge the word of his occupation," Ford explained. "And you see how that worked out, right?" the Emperor asked. "Yodova is rebuilding the planet as speak," he affirmed his servant. "Will he come to Mars next?" Ford asked with concern. "I see no purpose for him to visit the Red Planet," he explained as tweeted another comment that crashed the price of Dogecoin. "Buy the dip." He smiled to himself as he bought up the Doge for a fraction of the former price. "Yodova's business is with the Earthlings. Notwithstanding, the Martian military is ready for anything," he assured Ford. "I suppose it's only fair I reach out to the Lunar Lord Azrael Augustus, if only to parley." He shrugged, sticking out his lower lip. "I shall make the arrangements at once," Ford said, bowing to the Emperor of Mars.